I noted was references geographically to the United States, and I noticed severe changes in the coastlines and interior, and the fact that Europe didn't look at all like when I had remembered it. And I started asking questions. What's happened? What's been going on? That's when he said, I want to see maps of what's happened and some descriptions. He said, it looks like there's been major earth changes. And I said, yes, there have been. It all happened in the period between the beginning of the 21st century and basically the year 2025. All right, what happened? So they told me, they showed me maps, and to describe it briefly, the East Coast of the United States was rather heavily changed, not as much as the West Coast, but neither one for that matter. None of the changes I saw would fit some of the very far-out maps promulgated in the late 20th century by various people such as the I Am America group and Michael Gordon Scallion and his series of maps. They were what I would consider the worst-case possible scenario, and it didn't happen that way. But what I did see was changes in the East Coast, particularly when you went south towards where Georgia, Carolinas and Georgia is, the Georgia coastline going inland, so that Atlanta, instead of being about 100 miles from the ocean, was only 3 miles from the ocean. A lot of the East Coast of Georgia was gone. Parts of North Carolina had been chopped off. Florida was gone completely, except for the area of the Panhandle.
Was this on the TV programs that you
saw? I saw this in references on the TV program, okay. Which they showed pictures of the coastline in reference to something else that we're dealing with, and I see this. I said, what is this? This isn't the way I remember it. Mm-hmm. So that's when I started asking what's going on, and they gave me the maps. The Gulf Coast was drastically changed. There was about a 50-mile-wide swath north of where we knew the Gulf Coast to be, as it is today, in the beginning of the 21st century. And about 50 miles wide was just gone. It was underwater, which means New Orleans was gone, Houston was gone, Corpus Christi, Texas was gone and such, though it was just barely, because that's a little higher ground there. It was just lowlands that went. And I don't think it was geographic upheaval. It was just a case of the ocean waters had been rising, plus other changes. And the big change in the middle of the country was that the Mississippi became an inland waterway, and a rather wide one, all the way up to the Great Lakes, which then became one lake. Part of the original lakes disappeared, and other parts sank so that you had one large lake there, which joined with the St. Lawrence Seaway, which became a very large seaway. And the rest of the U.S., the western part, to the other side of the new Mississippi Basin, if you will, was all there essentially intact, with the exception of California and parts of Oregon and small parts of Washington. California suffered from where the San Andreas Fault came inland. San Andreas Fault cuts into California between San Francisco and San Jose. That's where it cuts inland. It's no longer in the ocean, but it's cutting across land. And it goes down basically central California so that when you get past Los Angeles, it winds up cutting through the middle of the Salton Sea. And much of that section west of that fault line, of the San Andreas Fault line, wound up in the ocean, not all of it. San Diego was gone, parts of Southern California was gone, but the strange part was where Los Angeles was, parts of it were still left. The coastal sections of beach country was gone, the beach areas were collapsed, the cliffs were collapsed, but areas of the higher sections of Beverly Hills were still there, Altadena, Pasadena was still there, downtown Los Angeles is still referred to as the island, because it was on a rock, and there's literally an island there, even now, though it's certainly not underwater, but it winds up being surrounded by water. So there were a lot of changes.